This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump left Washington Monday for Hanoi, Vietnam, where he'll hold his second summit in less than a year with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president heads into this meeting lowering expectations for Pyongyang's denuclearization. The president tweeting Monday morning, "With complete denuclearization, North Korea will rapidly become an economic powerhouse. Without it, just more of the same." He went on to say he expects Kim to make a wise decision after the meeting in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi. The two leaders met for the first time last June. Stock markets in China closed up more than 5% Monday, the markets rallying after President Trump announced he was postponing new tariffs on China because of what he said were substantial progress in trade talks between the world's two largest economies. Trump tweeted Sunday, "Both sides made progress on important structural issues, including intellectual property protection, technology transfer, agriculture, and more." Hundreds of women and children evacuated the final piece of land still held by Islamic State Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate in Syria. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said a total of about 1,400 people have now left Baghouz in the past 24 hours. We continue to follow this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali officials say al-Shabaab militants shot dead 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu Monday. Officials say the militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets in the Lafol suburb. Lafol is about 20 kilometers west of Mogadishu. The regional governor told VOA Somali that 6 women and 3 men were killed by the militants. The other 2 workers were injured in the attack. The governor said the militants do not want the people to clean the streets because they use the garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise their improvised explosive devices. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari scored early gains Monday in his bid for re-election. This after dozens died in weekend violence and monitors voiced concern about polling day problems. First results show incumbent Buhari winning 2 southwestern states. More results are expected in the coming hours. Preliminary results from Senegal's presidential election could come as early as Monday or Tuesday, according to the CENA. Vote counting began Sunday after a peaceful day of voting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, that the U.S. is behind him 100%. Pence made the comment during a trilateral meeting in Bogota, Colombia, with Guaido and Colombian President Iván Duque. Pence and regional leaders were also expected to discuss strategy to hasten the departure of disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, as well as how to get humanitarian aid currently piling up on the border in Brazil and Colombia into Venezuela, where supplies of food and medicine have run low. Maduro has blocked the aid efforts spearheaded by the U.S., saying it is a pretext for an armed U.S. invasion. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres denounced a groundswell of xenophobia, racism, and intolerance during his opening speech of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. The UN chief kicked off the high-level segment by expressing alarm at the shrinking civic space with journalists and activists targeted. Guterres said more than 1,000 journalists and human rights defenders had been killed over the past 3 years. Both the United States and Taliban are indicating that the current round of negotiations in Doha, Qatar, that started Monday, may prove more crucial than any other meeting till now. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, called the Taliban's new negotiating team more authoritative. We continue to follow the story on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.